What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I got Jim Willie giving us another big financial report. Lots of stuff happening, I believe, this year, Jim. Gold is it skyrocketing right now, Jim? I mean, where do you see all this going? But before you answer that, hold on one, folks. Don't waste power. Do not waste power. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs at all. That's why I've been using this magical little device, and it's right here. Where is it? Here it is. This magical little device. I have one in every room, by the way, Jim. And I absolutely love it. Thanks to it, I'm able to slash my power bills, beat the greedy utility companies, and keep more money in my pocket every month. This is it right here. You just plug it in. Use my link in the description box below to get 65% off of this magical little unit. Receive several bonuses with every order completely free, with any other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to Don't Waste Power. Don'tWastePower.com. That's Don'tWastePower.com. And I need to plug it back in because I didn't even know I had it out. I guess I did a commercial yesterday, but this is it. Don't waste power, folks. This little magical device right here. What do you think, Jim? You like it?
Very compact.
Bing. It's plugged in. All right. So, man, okay. So I'm buying gold and silver. There's really nothing else I know to do. I just had my buddy Nemo on talking about the Zero Hedge article that just came out. To me, it's like all red flags are showing it's time. The only thing I know to do, Jim, is buy gold and silver. And I'm not even big on crypto. I don't even understand it that well. I think all of it's a gamble. I think I speak for most of my audience when I say that. I have people that come on and talk about XRP. I have people that come on and talk about Bitcoin. I have people that come on and talk about Doge, Ethereum, the whole thing. I think it's all a big gamble. I know one thing, though. The one thing that stood the test of time is gold and silver.
Yeah, it's worked for 5,000 years. So, you know, why alter with something that was quite functional and effective? You know, I would not use the word skyrocket, but at the same time, we've got a historic move in gold. And if you watch the news, you'll hear, you know, I mean the mainstream news, you'll hear, well, gold is going up under suspicions of, you know, more price inflation in the system. Our gold is going up because, you know, we're in a war situation. Gold is going up because, you know, we've got a credit crisis that could blossom. All right, those are three very real red flags, but I've got 20. I have been telling people for probably 5 years. I mean, like impatient clients, like angry colleagues. They say, Jim, when the hell are we going to break 2000? And I said, like 2017, 18, 19, 2020, 21. I said the same thing. When we're in an environment where it looks like, and there's a lot of suspicion, and in the background, it's quite clear, we've got the makings of a US government debt default. Okay, now, there's a lot of talk, Nino, and it's very real, but the talk is kind of to, not exactly whitewash, but to minimize somewhat. Well, yeah, we got a $34 trillion debt. Yeah, we got a lot of refunding this year, like over $8 trillion. Yeah, we got a lot of heavy borrowing costs, but it's manageable. It's been manageable all this time. No, every 8 years, it's doubling. Okay. With the Obama years, it went from 10 to 20 trillion. With the baby Bush years, it went from 5 to 10 trillion. These are, you know, rough numbers. Okay, we've got the makings, Nino, of a treasury bond default. And I have made the point that in late 2019, we had a total eruption of the repo, the treasury repo window. We were seeing $1.3, $1.6 trillion a night in the repo window, and it blew up. And they expanded it to include Wall Street hedge funds. I make the argument, and it's very hard to prove this, but to me, it's like my speculation, because I believe this debt default that we're in the middle of right now, I believe it's a 4-5 year process. And we're already maybe 3 or 4 years into it. I believe that the repo window blew up, and it meant that we had a treasury bond default internally. We could not keep our hands on the system. It blew up. Now, there's a lot more going on. We've got banks that are in trouble. We know about $740 billion in unrealized bank losses, asset losses, and they're primarily treasury bonds because they're down over 30%, sometimes over 40%, depending on where they bought them. Okay, we've got price inflation. Now, I'm going to say something, Nino, and I'm not making stuff up. I'm not whistling Dixie. We've got about 6% higher price inflation than what we admit. It's 6% higher than what the U.S. government reports. And as a result, you've got to reduce the estimated economic growth by that same 6%. Even if it's 5%, we're in a depression. We're in an economic depression. I believe we've got about, hard to say, probably 8 to 10% price inflation and a minus 5% depression. We're not even admitting we're in a depression. We're not even admitting we're in a recession. Okay, I think the rest of the world knows that the economic statistics are not correct. I think the rest of the world knows that, let's be really plain and bring out to the table one of the most dangerous elements of all, the threat of confiscating foreign assets in Western banks, referring to the Russian assets. It's something like $330 to $350 billion, Nino. To have that devoted for the Ukraine war, that is utter criminality. Okay, we cannot do that. It is putting a big blemish on the U.S. government name, and it could result in a debt downgrade. Okay, so we got the debt default, we got banks in trouble, we got foreign central banks and wealth funds like from the monarchies in the Gulf. They're moving out of treasury bonds and they're moving into gold. Okay? This is an unbelievable situation. We've got the BRICS that just announced their blockchain platform, and China calls it the blockchain platform. And they're doing everything but mentioning XRP. Let's leave that out of the equation right now. We've got so many different factors. We've got what is commonly called weaponization of the dollar, and that's a more delicate topic. I'm here to tell you, we are in a debt default climate. Now, I've been misquoted a couple times, and I want to be very clear, pardon me, I itch, very clear about the wording. I have said that by June and July, we're going to have debate and we're going to have discussion about whether we're in a debt default, about whether we're in a treasury bond default. We're going to have debate and discussion. I did not say we're going to have a declared debt default. We're going to have a debate. It's going to be in the news. The word default is going to be out there. And you know, this is unbelievably dangerous because we've got about, I think it's $7 trillion of treasuries that are in foreign hands. And they're dumping it and buying gold. And there's a lot of other individual issues regarding the BRICS. They're actually bickering among themselves. They don't like some of what China is trying to, I don't know how to put it, authorize, suggest, propose. That's probably the best word, propose. These global banks are now concerned about treasury bond decline in value. And if we get a formal default, they're going to be given 60 to 70 cents on the dollar on round one. In order to beat that, these foreign central banks and wealth management funds with the monarchies, they're switching out. They're dumping their treasuries and they're buying gold. Okay. There is so much more. I'll save it for the other half of our recording.
Well, but right here it says, I wanted to show you this article because it says, this is from Zero Hedge. And I just did a podcast with my buddy on this. IMF prepares financial revolution, say goodbye to the dollar. I mean, they're putting it out there. And it says here, global banks are essentially admitting the plan. They plan for a complete overhaul of the dollar-based financial world and this creation of a central bank digital currency, CBDC. This scares me. Focus system built on a unified ledger. So, this makes me think of like a social credit score system. They're going to be looking up your ass. The IMF's XE framework, a centralized policy for CBDCs. This is what they want to bring in. I mean, I did a whole show on this with my buddy talking about this.
I hear you. This is scary. It's a very real proposition. It is going to be rolled out, and I'll save some of my comments for the other half. But I do believe
Don't believe this will come to fruition. You don't think this will happen?
No. I think it's going to be very complex. Nino, there's a real big lesson in here regarding any one of the 12 aspects to the financial system, the currency system, and precious metals. It is extraordinarily complex. Just to say, I don't think the CBDC is going to get rolled out. No, I think it will. And it's going to be very important who does the rollout. There's going to be a CBDC for several countries. It's not going to be one.
So you do see it kind of the CBDC being rolled out, but do you see it coexisting with a new an alternative, like something that maybe Trump may roll out or something else? Or do you see this? How do you see this playing out exactly?
Okay, this is extraordinarily complex, and I'm going to say this repeatedly. We're likely to see maybe a new gold-backed dollar, rainbow dollar, whatever you want to call it, treasury dollar, same thing. We're likely at the same time to see gold-backed digital currencies. We already have a digital ruble in Russia. We already have a digital yuan in China. They're gold-backed. They're not CBDCs. They're gold-backed digital currencies. So you can online make a trade payment using the yuan. Actually, it's pronounced yuan, but I say yuan. I had some Chinese clients correct me. They said, Jim, it's yuan. Oh, I don't care. To me, it's yuan. We're going to see a number of different alternatives. Anyone who thinks that the CBDC is going to come rolling out and everything else is pushed to the wayside, you've got a very limited mental capacity. Okay, this is not going to happen with an exclusion. We're going to have a table full of non-dollar alternatives. And that is the BRICS ruling the day because they've got the de-dollarization. And, it's kind of funny. I can go into this more later in the second half, but Japan is acting more like a BRICS nation than the BRICS nations.
Right.
They're de-dollarizing. They've said that we will not buy any more treasury bonds. We're going to add gold to our reserves. And we're going to fortify our yen currency, which is in trouble. That's de-dollarization in the fast lane. And there's no BRICS nation doing it in the fast lane. Okay, I want to emphasize that we're in a treasury bond and U.S. government debt crisis right now. And it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. We are now adding $1 trillion every 100 days. We're now annualized pace for the borrowing costs at $1.2 trillion. We've got the St. Louis Fed. Now, let me make a little preface here. The St. Louis Fed is the best of the Fed offices, the St. Louis Fed. I was told years ago, Jim, you ought to apply for a job at the St. Louis Fed. And I said, well, first of all, I don't want to work for any quasi-government federal office. But yeah, I probably could. Because Nino, that is where the best statistical analysts work, the St. Louis Fed. And here's what they said. The U.S. government debt is unsustainable. We're on a disastrous course. It is unsustainable. That is the Fed, when their statistics experts are talking, trying to say, we've got a debt default, debt ahead. Okay.
Can I? You mentioned the BRICS. Can I read this to you just real quick, and let me get your outlook on this.
Sure.
It's a paragraph. Any funds from any source could be intercepted before reaching their recipient. Once governments are completely under the thumb of centralized monetary system, a centralized ledger, and a centralized exchange hub, they will never be able to escape. This control will inevitably trickle down to the general population. Does this sound nuts? Here is the really scary part. The vast majority of nations are going right along with this program. China is most eager to join the global currency scheme. Russia is still part of the BIS, but their involvement in CBDCs is still unclear. The point is, don't expect the BRICS to counteract the new monetary order. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Time for my, I guess these are concluding comments. You mentioned a time constraint.
I'm just reading off this. Yeah, well, I mean.
I know, but I don't know how much more time we have before we switch over.
Well, I'd like to, you know, if we're going to jump into like.
No.
We have to go to the other channel, but.
I'll make some good playing comments. Let me make a very clear point about CBDCs. A central bank digital currency is a currency for a given nation. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I believe is going to happen is the BIS is going to make like a Swiss CBDC, and they're going to recommend that all the Rothschild central bank nations adopt it. And what I expect to happen is not a heck of a lot of compliance. It is a nation by nation issue. Each nation is dealing with a lot of different issues like you know, health mandates and following, you know, the World Health Organization. This is where rubber meets the road for going to a gold-backed currency. This where the rubber meets the road for joining the BRICS, where rubber meets the road for discontinuing with the dollar and treasury bills for trade payment. This is where rubber meets the road for saying to the United States, UK, and Switzerland, we're not following your lead. Now, it said right there, Russia is uncertain. That's a bunch of crap. Russia said, we're not going to follow. China is not going to follow. Okay? That leaves India. Now, India has said, we don't really want a CBDC. We're not going to follow the BRICS, but we are going to de-dollarize. Okay, I told you in the very beginning, there's a lot of discussion and disagreement within the BRICS. South Africa is going to go to a gold-backed digital currency because, now here's a funny fact that I heard back in the year 2005. 35% of all the gold on the planet in 2005 came from South Africa. Now they've been declining their output for various reasons that I'd rather not state. And they're going to come back online because we've got a better gold price now. The gold price has not skyrocketed. It's not even 20% above where it was, say, a year ago. It's almost 20%. Well, maybe it's 20%, give or take a little bit. That is not a skyrocket. If you want to see a skyrocket.
But you, I've heard it out of your mouth say that it's you could expect it to go to 10,000, something crazy like that.
I'm sorry, I missed a few words in there.
Sorry, but I've heard you say out of your mouth, I've heard you say that you expect gold to skyrocket, right? You do expect
it. Oh, yeah. We have not skyrocketed yet.
Right, okay. No, but you expect it to.
Oh, yeah. We're creating a launching pad. We're getting in all the different leverage. We've got sentiment working absolutely horribly for the dollar. We got a war specter. We got a confiscation of Russian assets specter. And what we got now coming up is a parade to the launching pad of 20 to 40 nations, all of which are going to join. And what I expect to happen is we make a move toward 3,000, maybe this year. And then we get the hidden sauce, the hidden hand of the central banks. Now, this would be a good point to close on, Nino. The Rothschild central banks are all insolvent. The Fed delivered a $115 billion loss to the Department of Treasury this year because their balance sheet went down in value.
So this is all, this is everything you're saying here is like, this is not mainstream, right? This is like,
yes, it's well known. The Fed announced 2 months ago, $115 billion loss. So here's the secret sauce and hidden hand. The many major central banks are going to load up on gold. And once we get to something like 3,000, they may dictate 5,000. And then later, it'll be 10,000. And suddenly, all the central banks who have been secretly loading up on gold, where we've been wondering who's been buying? And we've been hearing that the US Mint is not in full production. I think it's a bunch of crap. I think Wall Street banks are loading up on gold. Bank of England loading up on gold. All the member states, member nations in the United, what do you call it, in European Union, loading up on gold. And the Persian Gulf nations, monarchies, if they hadn't loaded up on gold, they are now. Persia, Iran probably has 40,000 tons of gold. They probably
what about these rumors that Mr. T, and I'm going to say Mr. T, he loaded up on gold as well when he was president. Do you have any, have you heard this?
I don't know for sure. We have some comments.
I mean, I've heard he's confiscated gold from, you know, the Vatican, confiscated gold from families.
Oh, that. All right. That, yes.
Can you speak on that?
I believe it's largely true.
Okay, but let's not talk about that here because that's conspiracy, and I don't want to go into that.
Let me just say that there have been a lot of battles on the Pacific Rim, and DT and his gang have been victorious.
Can we go into that in the back channel?
Okay, but let me close on saying the central banks, they're going to be loading up on gold. And when they're done, only when they're done, we're going to see multiples higher.
So for my audience, what they need to know in this, for this podcast, is load up on gold, right? You can't go wrong with that. That's what they have to do.
Well, yeah, be very careful about your bank accounts, because that's the other one of my major points here. I've got 20 reasons that I will be laying out in my April report, 20 reasons why gold is not anywhere near done. We're going to have a 2 to 3 year gold rally. This is going to blow your mind. And I'll save for the other portion here why. This is going to be the largest wealth transfer in history. And foreign central banks are well along. I would say they're not even one quarter done, maybe not even 10% done, dumping the treasuries and buying gold. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, Nino.
And let's talk behind the scenes on the back channel. Folks, go to golden-jackass.com. Golden-jackass.com. Give Jim Willie some support. He's the editor of the newsletter there. So, and he's a valuable guest for me. And I think he gives us a lot of valuable information. Jim, thank you for coming on. This is YouTube safe, so this will go up on YouTube, but let's get back to the back channel and go.
Oh, yeah.
We're going all in.
Yeah, let it loose.
Let it loose. All right.